the stock price.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The National Weather Service says water flowing down from Montana and the Dakotas could bring more flooding to Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. Thousands of people have had to evacuate from their homes due to the floods. Some health organizations are calling for a crackdown on sugary beverages. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Two major health organizations are now calling for taxes to be placed on sugary drinks. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association, citing the effects of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes. The groups are calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines, and they want to see less soda at hospitals. They're also putting out a call for lawmakers to not only impose taxes on the beverages, but to restrict advertising for sugary drinks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Vice President Mike Pence hit Democratic presidential candidates for skipping the annual pro-Israel conference in Washington, D.C. on Monday. The vice president also had a message regarding anti-Semitism.
It's astonishing to think that the party of Harry Truman, which did so much to help create the state of Israel, has been co-opted by people who promote rank anti-Semitic rhetoric and work to undermine the broad American consensus of support for Israel. Recently, a freshman Democrat in Congress trafficked in repeated anti-Semitic tropes. Alleged congressional support for Israel reflected an allegiance to a foreign country. Said that Israel had, and I quote, hypnotized the world. And she accused Americans who support Israel of being bought off by campaign contributions. Anti-Semitism has no place in the Congress of the United States of America. And at a minimum, anyone who slanders those who support this historic alliance between the United States and Israel should never have a seat on the Foreign Affairs Committee of the United States House of Representatives.
Traditionally, Democrats have shown up at the AIPAC policy conference, including former President Barack Obama, and in 2016, Hillary Clinton. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Georgine Trinkler. We're kicking off our Hot and Hundred In broadcast today, and we're going to be talking about Bike Week. And so, as always, we like to start off with a quote, and this quote is from Sherlock Holmes. And this is what he said in 1896, "When the spirits are low, when the day appears dark, when work becomes monotonous, when hope hardly seems worth having, just mount a bicycle and go out for a spin down the road without thought on anything but the ride you are taking." So I don't know if it was good advice then, but it's certainly good advice now. And we have to do some commercials and the weather. And then I'll be back to introduce our guests. So stay with us.
This
is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and 100 in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and 100 in provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so this is the weather. Well, it's bicycle weather for certain. Right now it's 45 degrees. It's cloudy. I'm missing the sun. It came out for just a few hours yesterday, and then it went away. Definitely feel like I need some sunshine. Tomorrow we have sunny skies, but we have cold air with a high of 44. Tuesday night we're looking at a low of 21. We do ramp up close to the 50s on Wednesday. We get up to 49. Excuse me. And then that's it. We're back down in the 20s, 26 on Wednesday night. Thursday, we do break 50. We have 56 for our high, and those are mostly sunny skies. But we're back to the cloudy day on Friday, Saturday, and some rain on Sunday. Saturday is the warmest day, so we're looking at a high temperature of 69. Wednesday night is the only night, really, we're going below freezing. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're in the 40s at night, so that's not too bad. Might break 70 on Saturday, who knows, but we're not going to see the sun again, so we'll see it tomorrow on Tuesday for our 44-degree day, and then we're not really going to see a full sunny sky until a week from today, so that's just sad. But it is nice because we don't have sun glare, and we're talking transportation today. So we're going to do a commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Okay, and we're back in the studio, and for those of you who know from our live video Facebook streaming feed, I always have a huge cup of tea here, and today I was multitasking and didn't leave enough time to grab my beverage here, so I am not caffeinated, so I'm going to rely on my guests today to take care of that and make sure that I am not sleeping on the job here. No one will see if I take a little nap except my guest, and she's going to tattletale on me. So we're going to introduce our guest right now. We're going to kick off our show, which is definitely about a great way to enjoy living in Hunterdon County. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Carol Harris. I'm the bicycle specialist at Go Hunterdon, and I'm here today to talk about all things bicycling, but primarily about Bike to Work Week, which is coming up May 13th through the 17th this year.
Great. Thanks, Carol. And we love talking about in Hot and Hunterdon all the hot things that are going on. So if it's not the weather this week, and clearly it is not, we can talk about the hot things we could do around. I always like to challenge our listeners to think about when we're in Hunterdon County as a resident, how we would approach things if we were visiting, if we were a tourist. And there are amazing bike paths that we have all around Hunterdon. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about Go Hunterdon and how you help the residents to really minimize their frustration in traveling and come up with some alternatives.
Sure. If you visit our website, you could go to bikehunterdon.org. We list a number of amazing routes that you can take a look at, whether you ride on the road, if you ride on the trails, if you're a mountain biker, if you're interested in visiting the parks in the county. All offer some amazing cycling experiences, whether for yourself, your families, friends, really some great riding in this county. One of the things that we work very hard at is to help promote cycling, both for tourism here in the county, but also as residents or those who live and or work in the county. Many ways to avoid sitting in traffic, many ways to avoid having to deal with a long commute. Cycling offers a really nice alternative.
And I love to see people who are outside all year long.
Right.
That really cheers us up.
Absolutely.
When we're stuck inside and the weather is bad, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, we see a cyclist go by, that makes us happy.
It's true. I mean, cycling is really one of those things. You know, when I think about the quote that you started off the program with, cycling really gives you an opportunity to think, to relax. A lot of times if I'm having a problem with something I'm trying to solve at work or at home, if I go for a bike ride, chances are by the time I get back, I've pretty much solved the problem.
And there are such amazing things to look at around Hunterdon County.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's gorgeous. Between right now with the daffodils popping up and all the different spring flowers, all of a sudden, one day, you know, you leave in the morning and you come back at night and there are bulbs popping up everywhere, colors everywhere. I always think of this time of year, such a transitional time, and you start to see the greening. I call it the greening of the forest.
Absolutely.
It's my favorite.
Really, for cycling, for those of us who have a little bit of a hard time riding in the winter, from now until probably early November, the county changes so much. You know, you might ride the same road, but it looks entirely different each and every season. So you're always seeing something new. It's always beautiful. This county really, I think you expressed it really well, this county is spectacular. And, you know, we go all up north. We have, you know, different areas of the county that offer many different viewpoints. Just beautiful.
Today, this morning, I was down in Trenton and looking at the river and the towpath mm-hmm. that you could take. I've run many times between Stockton and Lambertville, and people forget that it is, I mean, not to mention all the programs that they have at Washington State Park and bordering Hunterdon and all, but just to be able to just walk that towpath.
Just to be outside.
Absolutely.
In truth, you know, to get away from being inside, cooped up. To get outside, whether you walk, run, bike, just to be outside really is a bonus. And we offer in this community and in this county so many different places to do all of that.
And I'd love to talk about that, too, a little bit more about some of those areas. Sometimes I see the feeds coming up on Facebook for different parks or preserved land, or that'll say, okay, you can run here, you could bike here. And then I'm not exactly sure where it is. So I know you're going to tell us about the website you have and some of the interactive tools so that we can really pinpoint and maybe make it a quest. I'm going to, you know, hit 5 new trails this year or 5 new trails this spring. And I know your website would help us to do that.
It really does. One of the things that we do is we link with the Parks Department. So you get a nice full description of all of their parks, what's allowed, what's not allowed. But we also have descriptions on our own, what we have encountered as cyclists and walkers on these trails. We are in the process, actually, right now, of taking our website and making it even more interactive. So besides having links to the maps and descriptions of the routes and the trails, we're also going to have wonderful places to stay, the coffee shops, the bike shops along the way, places you may want to refuel, or where are the restrooms. We're trying to answer any question you might have when you visit this area, or if you are from this area but aren't familiar with the trails or the roads, we offer lots of opportunity for you to take a look and learn how to figure out and navigate your way comfortably through the trail or the route. One of the other things we do, too, is we connect with RideWithGPS.com, which is a simple app you can put on your phone. It's free, and it will download the route for you. So if you're out on the road, for example, you're not sure where you're going to turn and you don't want to use a cue sheet or a map, it pretty much tells you when it's time to turn.
Oh, we're going to have to do that right here. We're going to add that app to my phone before you leave, Carol.
It's a good one.
Right now, we do have to pay the bills around here, the never-ending bills of our free program and our ability to support the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. So we're going to do a commercial break. But I'll be back with Carol. I'll be getting that app. And I'm going to tell you about how if you like their page, you get all these great alerts when the traffic is all jammed up. That is amazing. So they can save you so much time here. A lot of time management with transportation here. So we're going to be back to talk to Carol about that and so much more.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I'm back here talking with my guest, Carol. Let's see if we're going to do a little sound check here.
Testing. 1, 2. Testing.
No.
It's not working.
There. We got it.
Got it?
Yeah. Okay. That is much better.
Okay. Good.
Okay. So, Carol, as you know, I'm a little neurotic over here, and I like my bars to all line up there. So thanks for switching. If we had our live feed on, you'd know that I have Carol switching microphones here so I could be certain of the quality of sound, because our podcasts really do get a lot of traction, and I want people to understand about Bike Week, and I want to be able to play it again, especially about the app and those kind of things. So first we should say, when we're talking Bike Week, we're not talking like Harley Davidson, ride your hog to work day, nothing, your leather in, your help, no.
Okay. No, we're talking Bike to Work Week really is about bicycling. It's about leaving a lighter footprint, a healthier way of getting to work. So we are talking being on a bicycle instead of in your vehicle. And what I wanted to really talk about, too, is that this is a national event. This was started from the League of American Bicyclists. So it is national. Many cities, towns participate in this. What we do is we give you a week as an opportunity to give bicycling to work a try. It shouldn't be high pressure. If you can only ride maybe one day a week, maybe it'll rain all week and you only want to ride one day, that's fine too. We're also here to help really navigate what it means to ride to work. Some people say, well, where I work, we don't have showers. Well, by contacting us, we can offer you some solutions to that. It may be that your commute is too long. We also have some solutions for that, too, where you drive part of the way and then ride the rest of the way. So there are many ways that you can participate. You don't have to have a very fancy bike. You can ride whatever it is that you have. And we can help you. We can give you the tools that you need to find a route that takes you off of the main roads. You do not have to travel in the same way that your vehicle would travel, and we can certainly help you with that as well. So a lot of times people do want to give this a try, but they think that there are a lot of obstacles in the way, and we're here to help you overcome them.
And it can be a little challenging sometimes.
It can be, absolutely.
But there are certainly workarounds and good workarounds to be able to figure out how to change your clothing and
yes.
And those kind of things that take the anxiety of how am I going to get to work or what happens if I'm at work and I'm stranded or I have a flat tire on my bicycle.
That's a really great point. One of the things that I love about Bike to Work Week is that Go Hunterton does offer an emergency ride home solution for you. So if you find that you've had a mechanical or you've gotten a call from your child's school, we can help you leave your work site and get you home without having to worry about, oh my gosh, I now have to ride 15 miles home. So we can certainly help with that as well.
And I used to work with someone who did a lot of bicycling and really would be able to also do some different bicycle challenges, which are really fun. So I don't know if you have any going on for Bike Weeks, if any of those we could talk about.
We connect with another organization called Love to Ride, and they offer a national challenge, and we participate in that as well. It's really just an offshoot of what we do, and we let people know about it. We don't run it by any stretch of the imagination, but we offer it up if enough people from a particular work site are choosing to ride together. It's a nice way to challenge maybe, another group of riders to how many miles you can go.
And I think that it also builds a community. We're always talking about that here,
mm-hmm.
how the different activities that you have or you participate in, if it's running or if it's bicycling, there are whole networks that you can build for a community. You can bicycle for a cause, for this.
Absolutely.
Certainly, we have the green footprint, and it's so nice around with Earth Day coming up and the things that we could participate here in Hunterdon. There's free tree little samplings you can get for trees and participate that way. And we're always talking about reducing our carbon footprint, finding ways to leave the earth a little bit better, and certainly leaving the car is such a great way to do that.
It makes such a difference. And from a financial standpoint, too, you know, I typically will commute starting around now through the fall, and I find I almost never take my car. And my insurance goes down, I'm paying less in gas. I feel better because I've gotten my rides in for the week, because that's what I love to do. It's a healthy way to do things. It's financially a great way to do things as well. You are leaving a lighter footprint. And one of the nice things, too, is we can, at Go Hunterton, if we know where your work site is when you sign up, of course, we get that information, we might be able to connect you with other people to ride in to work with. So you don't have to be out there on the road by yourself. We also have sort of a ride mentor program. So if you're brand new and you're going to a location where we might be able to connect you with a more experienced rider, we will try to do that as well.
That's really great resources. And I was familiar with the organization, but maybe not so many of the resources that are available. And really, the Go Hunterton Facebook page, if you like that and you get information on that, you know that you're getting up-to-date information when there is, you know, a huge delay on some of the roads. You know, anywhere in Hunterdon County, you're facing major interstates or county roads that can back up for hours.
You can also go on our website and sign up for traffic alerts. So if you're not on Facebook, for example, you can sign up and you'll get an email from us. I believe you can also see tweets that tell you that Route 78 is backed up or there was an accident on Route 31. You can pick and choose the areas that you would like to have those alerts, and you're good to go.
And that, I think, is a really important thing. There isn't anyone I know anymore that feels that they have so much time that they can sit on the highway
right.
for 2.5 hours. Or the other day it was 90 minutes on 78. And had you just known, you could have gone a different way.
Right.
And maybe you would have. It would have taken you a little bit longer, but it certainly wouldn't have taken 90 minutes longer. So even just engaging with your organization for those kinds of things could save an hour or two a week, because it seems like we always have backups and traffic delays and, you know, congestion. And now with the potholes and the milling of the roads, and you're better off bicycling and being on the shoulder than you are on the main roads.
A lot of times. I mean, the back roads are beautiful. I mean, if you think about it, when you arrive at work after going for a beautiful ride, whether it's 2 miles or 20 miles, you're still seeing beautiful things. You're starting off a little bit differently than feeling, you know, closed in your vehicle or battling traffic. So it really gives you a nice way to start the day.
So let's say that you want to do bike to work week, but you want to get some practice bicycle paths in, or you want to, you know, just strengthen your own bicycling skills before you commit to doing the bike to work week. Tell us about some of the great trails that we have around Hunterdon County. I know we have two reservoirs.
Yes.
Can we bicycle and run in those reservoirs?
So let's start with Round Valley. So Round Valley has a very technical mountain biking course. You would really need to be more experienced. But within that park are also some beautiful roads, as well as some shorter paths that you can practice and gain some health and leg strength on, that are more designed for the novice. Spruce Run, that reservoir has some of the most beautiful back roads that you can ride your bike on. Whether you're choosing a hybrid, a mountain bike, or a road bike, you would be perfectly okay. The view is always beautiful, and it gives you a chance to be off the main highways, off the main roads, and really view some beautiful scenery.
And at Spruce Run, is that within the park?
It's within the park, but there's a main road that you can take that doesn't take you quite into the park. So during the season, you do have to pay to get in. So if you didn't want to go into the park itself, you could actually ride the roads that go around it.
And that is a state park, so I just want to plug our library, who has a pass for some of the state parks and recreation areas. And for our veterans, you can also apply and get a free permit for the whole year for all the New Jersey parks, as well as the federal parks for different seniors and veterans. There's different discount programs and some free programs. So, but right now at Spruce Run, you could pop in, and there is no fees whatsoever until, I think, Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend. Same with Round Valley. Round Valley also is very family friendly. There's a playground for the kids. You know, beautiful trails to hike. I've seen a lot of birders out in Round Valley. And you can ride really any kind of bike throughout the park. So if you have a mountain bike, I encourage you to try some of the trails in the park. If you have a road bike, stay on the roads. Just beautiful. The reservoir is gorgeous any season.
And there are always great historic talks or historians that occasionally will do different lectures that usually are free. I know Highbridge sponsored one not too long ago about Spruce Run, because there's, you know, that was built up and the whole history of that, or right. just learning more about the history of the different towns where you're going to bicycle, or you see the signs on the side of the road. You know, there's different plaques and or bronze signs, and they're depicting some major event that happened in Hunterdon, if it was tied to the Revolutionary War or someone famous who lived here. So it's an opportunity to also get off the bike, look at the plaques, and kind of see what's going on.
Two really wonderful places for that is along the towpath, the Delaware Canal towpath, the Western Jersey Wheelmen, which is a bicycling group in the area. They often do a historical tour that's free, and if you're not a member, that ride can be your introduction to the club. Also, the Columbia Trail that runs from Highbridge and stays within the county and goes beyond, actually, also has a number of historical plaques and information all along the way. Really gorgeous park that you can experience from so many vantage points, whether you take a bike, whether you walk, whether you come off the trail and go down to the Ken Lockwood Gorge, all beautiful.
And what's nice about that trail as well is that every mile it's marked.
Every quarter mile, even better.
I only pay attention to the miles, but every mile you know how far you've gone, how far you have to go to get back. And just like most of the parks, there's plenty of free parking.
Totally. In Highbridge, there's a municipal parking lot. Down at the Canal Towpath, a very good place to park is in Lambertville at the Holcomb Jimison parking lot. They allow you to park there. Bulls Island is another opportunity. You do have to leave those parking areas as soon as it gets dark, but you have a full day's worth of a place to keep your car and then leave from there.
And people from outside of Hunterdon County, like let's say friends visiting from Jersey City or Hoboken, they keep trying to find where the parking meter is or where they have to put their credit card or what do you mean I could just leave my car here? Yes, you can leave your car here. They're used to getting charged every 15 minutes or having to move a vehicle every 2 hours. And I think for the people who don't exist outside of Hunterdon, they don't understand what a benefit and a treasure that is to be able to do, not only to have access to the parks and the bikes, but to have free parking and ample parking.
Totally. And I think, too, we forget, those of us who live or work in this area, that we really have opportunities to be outside and to enjoy the trails and even the roads, just such beautiful areas. And, you know, for some people, they're not going to bike to those locations. They are going to take a vehicle. And to know that you can leave your car safely is a really nice feature.
It really is. And is that your bike that I saw when I pulled up in the parking lot today?
No, unfortunately, I did have my car today because I had an early morning meeting.
Well, that's okay. But yeah. Someone did bicycle here because there was a bike when I pulled up to the Hunterdon County Chamber parking lot. And I said, oh, I bet my guests beat me here. So someone else is taking advantage, and it's a great time of year to take advantage. We do have to switch over to a news break very quickly here, but we'll be back to talk more with Carol about Bike to Work Week and how you can make a challenge for yourself to get out and bicycle.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the Russia investigation ended exactly the way it should have.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
The president's comments as he welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. Federal prosecutors in New York are announcing charges against attorney Michael Avenatti for threatening to extort millions from Nike.
The charges are based on Avenatti's scheme to extract more than $20 million in payments by threatening to use his ability to garner publicity to inflict financial and reputational harm.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Bierman says Avenatti's actions were nothing more than an old-fashioned shakedown.
Avenatti repeatedly pressured the company to agree to pay or risk having Avenatti hold a press conference that he claimed would dramatically drive down the stock price.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The National Weather Service says water flowing down from Montana and the Dakotas could bring more flooding to Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. Thousands of people have had to evacuate from their homes due to the floods. Some health organizations are calling for a crackdown on sugary beverages. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details. Sugar.
Two major health organizations are now calling for taxes to be placed on sugary drinks. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association, citing the effects of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes. The groups are calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines, and they want to see less soda at hospitals. They're also putting out a call for lawmakers to not only impose taxes on the beverages, but to restrict advertising for sugary drinks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Vice President Mike Pence hit Democratic presidential candidates for skipping the annual pro-Israel conference in Washington, D.C. on Monday. The vice president also had a message regarding anti-Semitism.
It's astonishing to think that the party of Harry Truman, which did so much to help create the state of Israel, has been co-opted by people who promote rank anti-Semitic rhetoric and work to undermine the broad American consensus of support for Israel. Recently, a freshman Democrat in Congress trafficked in repeated anti-Semitic tropes. Alleged congressional support for Israel reflected an allegiance to a foreign country. Said that Israel had, and I quote, hypnotized the world. And she accused Americans who support Israel of being bought off by campaign contributions. Anti-Semitism has no place in the Congress of the United States of America. And at a minimum, anyone who slanders those who support this historic alliance between the United States and Israel should never have a seat on the Foreign Affairs Committee of the United States House of Representatives.
Traditionally, Democrats have shown up at the AIPAC policy conference, including former President Barack Obama. And in 2016, Hillary Clinton. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're back in the studio live, and I'm here with Carol, who's talking to us about the National Bike to Work Week. And this is possible because of some sponsorships that you've been able to commit, find commitments, or find partners. Tell us a little bit about those partners, if you don't mind, and those sponsors.
Thanks so much. You know, one of the things that we like to do is be able to offer prizes and, you know, have some nice giveaways and goodie bags for our participants. So I want to take a moment and thank Hunterton Healthcare, ShopRite of Hunterton, Basil Bandwagon, Costco Wholesale, Encore Rides, Hardy's Coffee Bar, Oriental Trading Company, V5 Cycles, Velocity Cycling Studio, and Wawa Community Care for taking some time and committing to helping us with this event. For those of you who would like to give this a try, I strongly suggest you visit bikehunterton.org and take a look at what it takes to register. It really only takes a few minutes. And I'll see your registration, so if you have any questions or concerns, you can actually ask them right there on your application, and I will get back to you almost immediately.
And do you want to give out your information, Carol?
Sure, I'd love to. You can reach me personally at C. Harris, that's C-H-A-R-R-I-S, at gohunterton.org. You can also call me at 908-788-5553, and I'm at extension 16.
Excellent. And that way, if people have questions or they're a little unsure, they just need a little affirmation that they could do this for Bike to Work Week, I'm sure you'll give them the right
Absolutely.
Encouragement and resources. And there's so much going on. So we have bikehunterton.org.
Yes.
And on that website, we can get all kinds of information on road bike routes.
Not only road, but mountain trail that you can do either on your own or with a family, that they're family friendly, as well as we list a number of the parks in Hunterdon County that allow bicycle riding.
Which is really great, because it can get a little complicated to figure out where some of the parks are. And I think, if I'm just picking one here, so we can go right from your website, gohunterdon.org. We could pick on a link. I just picked on the Point Mountain Reservation, and that's biking, hiking, horseback riding.
Yeah.
And there's 2.5 miles of trails there along the river. And then it looks like you even have a nice map here, an interactive map, so you can definitely find out exactly where it is and how to get to it.
Absolutely. And if you had questions, too, if you're coming from out of area and you were looking for some restaurants or a place to maybe stay for the weekend, currently it's not listed on our site, but it will be in a few months when we update our site. But you can always give me a call or send me over an email, and I'll be glad to connect you with some local businesses that might be able to help make your stay that much nicer.
That's great. We often have different guests in the studio that are able to really expand on the need to capture the tourist dollars and to be able to promote and market Hunterdon County as a destination.
It really is a destination, and many of the towns, I mean, I'm thinking about Highbridge right now. If you walk through town, you will notice at least 3 bike racks. So you can safely leave your bike in front of Scouts, in front of the barbershop. Also, there is an electrical charging station. So there are places you can park your bike. If you have a lock, you can feel fairly sure your bike will be there upon return. Lots of nice businesses, bicycle-friendly businesses. When you see a bike rack in front of a business, I hope you will go and frequent them.
I do enjoy seeing that. The Hunterdon County Library, the North Branch of the Library in Clinton, they have some bike racks and opportunities there. And I was just looking at that the other day, and it made me so happy to see that.
There is a lot of bike parking throughout the county. Not everybody knows where it is. So if you're traveling to an area in the county, you're planning on bringing your bikes. If you would like to know where bike racks are, I can certainly help you with that. That will be listed as well. When we update the website, you'll be able to see where there is bike parking along our routes and parks and all the like.
And Carol, not that we have a huge issue here, but you never know, and it's always prevention is always our mindset here at Hot and Hunterdon. So usually some of the police departments will encourage registering the bicycle or at least taking a picture of all the pertinent information. Do you have any position on that or any information?
In truth, if you purchase your bike at a reputable bike shop, and we have, I believe, 5 in this county that are wonderful, when you purchase that bike, your bike is actually registered. They'll keep it at the bike store as well as register it with the manufacturer. If you're buying a bike from a big box store, which is fine as well, if you turn your bike upside down and right below the cranks where the pedals are, you will see a number. It would be a good idea to take a photo of that and just keep that handy. Registering your bike with the police department is also a very good idea. Can't hurt. It's always good to have the information. So should a bike get misplaced or stolen, you have an opportunity of retrieving it.
We always like to take the point of prevention around here and to try to limit that opportunity of theft and limit the crimes of opportunity. And also, I was wondering, do you do any maintenance workshops?
Funny you should mention that. We're actually coming to our 4th and last commuter bike shop workshop. We had one up at the Clinton Bike Store. It was called Bikes and Brew. Brew was coffee and tea. our second one was was Spa Night for Your Bike at V5 Cycles here in Flemington. The third one was Bike Commuting 101 at Pete's Bike and Fitness Shop. Our last one is going to be at Pure Energy Cycling in Java House, which is a women's only change of flat clinic, followed by a full moon ride. So we do try to have workshops throughout the year to encourage people to, first of all, meet each other, see where people are working and riding so maybe you can connect, but also how to learn to take care of yourself, your equipment, learn what you need to be out on the road or out on the trail, because there are some different needs.
That's really exciting.
And it's fun, too. You know, I've been riding a long time in this county, and with every workshop, I'm meeting new people. So it's very exciting for me as well.
That is great, and they all sound great, and we'd love to find out about the travel throughout Hunterdon County. A lot of times we hear from people, oh, it's always in Flemington, or, you know, it's always in one particular area. So I love traveling around the county. There's so many great parts to the county.
Absolutely.
Gives an opportunity to go visit some different areas. Well, I've got to pay the bills again, Carol, but we'll be back again, and we'll wrap up our last 15 minutes talking about Bike to Work Week and some of the great ways you could challenge yourself and get in on this. And we made sure we scheduled Carol early enough so you can get ready for this. We want to see how many people we can get to participate. We'll be back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back here at Hunt and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I dragged along with me Carol over here, who's a bicycle specialist. I was learning a little bit more about that. And since we were talking about prevention and theft and loss, we should talk about safety.
One of the things that is very interesting to me is that in this state of New Jersey, the law states that if you are 17 years and younger, you must wear a helmet. I actually believe it should be everybody. A helmet really can, at times, save your life. It can prevent a very bad concussion. It is just something that I believe everybody should wear. Your brains are inside your head. I think everybody should have them covered. One of the things that we suggest, we sort of make mandatory, if you are going to participate in Hunterdon County Bike to Work Week, you will have to wear a helmet. You will sign a waiver stating that you will wear one. And we appreciate that, and we're glad that you will be safer. The other thing to consider, too, is something called daytime running lights. And perhaps you've seen some cyclists out on the road with a flashing white light in the front of their bike and or a flashing red light in the back of the bike. That is really used during the daytime. And since people have started to use them, crashes between bicyclists and motorists have gone down 38%. That's a really huge number.
That's very significant. That is, you know, you spend years studying how to impact numbers just a fraction, and to be able to reduce something by 38%, and maybe next year it'll be 50%.
Right, that's what we're hoping. The other thing, too, and I see a lot of people participating in wearing very high visibility clothing. One of the things people don't realize, though, that if it is a sort of a darkish kind of day, like a day like today where it's kind of cloudy, that kind of clothing doesn't show up nearly as well as you might think. But if you're going to wear it, please wear it on your feet as socks or shoe covers, because the movement of the pedal will catch a motorist's eye. So that's another safety feature to consider as well. If you're going to be riding on a day like today or in the evening or early morning, please consider reflective wear, something that if the motorist light shines upon it, you will light up like a Christmas tree. Not a bad thing to look like when you're out on the road in the dark with cars.
And just in case anyone's listening to the podcast and isn't sure about the weather that Carol's referring to today, it's a very cloudy day, and in order to increase your visibility, certainly need a little more reflective gear. And I'd also say to the people who buy the reflective gear to really look carefully at the instructions for wash, because even fabric softener will change the reflective outcomes. So to really look carefully at your instructions for washing. You may purchase something and think, well, everyone can see me. Well, everyone maybe can't, because it's worn or it's faded or the care wasn't to the specifications.
It's really true. And if you do take care of your reflective wear, it will last you forever. So it's a good investment and well worth taking the time to care for it properly. The other really important piece of equipment that we're just now starting to see really came from the running world. There are a number of these glow-in-the-dark vests that are just tubing that is battery-operated, and you turn it on and it flashes on and off. A wonderful piece of equipment, particularly if you're someone who is working or leaving your home very early in the morning, or you're someone who is coming home late in the evening. Besides very good lights for your bike, wearing that type of a vest is well worth looking into. They're kind of new. You see them more on runners than you do cyclists, but I think we're going to start seeing them on cyclists quite a bit more in the coming years.
We definitely can share safety equipment between runners and bicyclists. The shoe cuffs, which are very inexpensive, have the LED lights built in. They're battery operated. They last forever. And anything we can do to increase the safety for both the motorist and the bicyclist is a good investment.
Absolutely. And I think, too, you know, I think there's a misconception that all of this equipment is extremely expensive. It really isn't. You know, I really encourage people to visit their bike shops, their local bike shops, and have a conversation. You know, they will work within your budget. There are many different levels of equipment out there, but as long as it has been certified, whether reflective or high vis or lights, whatever, you want to have that conversation with your local bike shop and have them assist you with the proper items for your bike.
And you did a great job letting everyone know that there are bicycle shops throughout the county. There's, you mentioned five.
There's five that I can think of offhand. Might even be six. Let me go through. There's Pete's. So here in Flemington, there's Pete's Bike and Fitness Shop and V5 Cycles. In Clinton, there's both Bike King and Clinton Bike Shop. In right outside of Lambertville is Wheelfine. And in Lambertville is Pure Energy Cycling and Java House. So there are actually six bike shops within our county.
Which is excellent. So there's a lot of resources there. And we are just about wrapping up our hour now. And I don't know how that comes so quickly every week, but it always does. Carol, if you want to just give your website one last time.
Sure. So if you would like to learn more about Bike to Work Week or about any of the other bicycling initiatives that we're working on, please visit us at bikehunterton.org. You can also reach me very easily via email, charris@gohunterton.org.
And if you're not a bicyclist or up for the challenge of the Bike Week, which is coming up, and you could find information on our Facebook page, please, at least, Carol's going to read off a list of the sponsors, at least try to support the sponsors that are able to make this happen here in Hunterdon.
Yeah, so we have Basil Bandwagon, Costco Wholesale, Encore Rides, Hardy's Coffee Bar, Hunterdon Healthcare, Oriental Trading Company, ShopRite of Hunterdon, V5 Cycles, Velocity Cycling Studio, and Wawa Community Care.
Perfect. So if at the very least, the most you can do is help to support the sponsors for Bike to Work Week, then please do that. That's coming up on May 13th, and it runs through May 17th. You need to register with Carol to make sure you get all the supports in place for that, and you need a helmet. So if you don't have one, go visit one of those bike shops. And that wraps up our hour here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I'm really happy that everyone was able to stay with us. If you're listening to the podcast, remember today was a cloudy day, but a great day for biking, and there will be many more. And we'll be back next week to talk about our broadcast is on April 1st, and no one wants to come on my show, Carol, on April 1st. And I don't know what they think I'm going to do, but no one wants to come on. So in the worst case scenario, I may be finding the podcast of Orson Welles, The War of the Worlds, and playing that on April Fool's Day. So don't forget, that's next Monday. Thanks, everyone, for staying with us. We will get you the news back on and our next guest. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking to reporters on Monday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's time to take a look at the Justice Department and FBI.
What happens next is that I have been talking since 2017, the end of 2017, about the other side of the story.
Busy day for the president at the White House on Monday as he's honoring the Washington Capitals, the 2018 National Hockey League champions.
Today we welcome to the White House the 2018 Stanley Cup champions, the Washington Capitals, and it's really a special team, and they have a special owner, a man who's been a great success over his lifetime.
Michael Avenatti, the former attorney for adult film star Stormy Daniels, has been arrested and charged in New York for attempting to extort more than $20 million from Nike by threatening to use his status to harm the company's reputation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you compare the price of oil, that was almost $60 a barrel earlier last week to what it was at Christmas time, around $42 a barrel, you begin to understand why you're paying more for gasoline at the pump. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
At $2.62 a gallon, we've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
FedEx is starting to deploy six-wheeled autonomous delivery robots. Brian Phillips, president of FedEx, explains how the robot delivery service works.
It is able to navigate on the side of the road as well as on the sidewalk. When it gets to your home, it can climb the front curb. It can travel up your walkway, it can climb your front steps, and make the delivery remotely on your porch.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Powerball jackpot.